Dictation for Douglas Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, June 2045. Address as a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Twaits, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, to 915348. Dear Mr. Twaits, consultation for Mr. Hunter, chronic kidney disease, is transferring care from Dr. Ramos, R-A-M-O-S, comes accompanied with wife, stable appetite, few pounds weight loss, has been treated for congestive heart failure, two meals a day, breakfast and brunch, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, sang nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, presently, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, stable dyspnea, improved over the years, follows cardiology at Midland, Dr. Shawoli, S-H-O-W-O-L-I, denies orthopnea PND, denies cough sputum production, edema improved, minor neuropathy, follows with podiatrist Dr. Jaffar, J-A-F-F-A-R, no claudication symptoms or ulcers, some problems of insomnia, some bruises, no skin rash, no bleeding nose, gums, fever, no headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes at least 30 years. Minor neuropathy, he denies retinopathy. Hypertension, does not check blood pressure at home. Congestive heart failure, apparently negative cardiac cath. Atrial fibrillation, he denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures. He denies chronic liver disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion. Denies kidney stones, gout, denies pneumonia. He's not aware of heart murmurs, valve abnormalities, no pacemaker. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, bilateral cataract surgery, a cochlear implant on the right ear 3 years ago at Bay City, and prior amputation distal toe, left-sided number 2. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medication list review. Niacin, Lasix, aspirin, a number of supplements, vitamins. Crestor, Humalog, Eliquis, Jardiance, Lentas, allopurinol, metformin, Celexa, Prilosec, combination of amlodipine, Olmesartan, O-L-M-E-S-A-R-T-A, Tramadol, Iron Pill, Magnesium, Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, Metoprolol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, prior smoker, started age 21, one pack a day, discontinued 30 years ago, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, a brother was on chemo, doesn't know details. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 225, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 156-60 on the right, 160-58 on the left. Hard of hearing, normal speech, bilateral cataract surgery, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, tongue uvula midline, appears irregular breathing with a heart rate around 48, few wheezes, distant breath sounds, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver or spleen, 2+ peripheral edema, pulses present but decreased, prior foot drop on the left side, he wears a brace, this was complications of chiropractor many years back, he wears upper and lower dentures, no gross palpable lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise or JVD, no palpable thyroid. Next paragraph. Over the years, poor diabetes control has been running in the upper 9s. Creatinine has, for the last 2-3 years, hovering around upper 1s and progressively rising middle upper 2s. There has been chronically low sodium, normal potassium, mal metabolic acidosis. There has been very low albumin with corrected calcium, normal to low, liver function test not elevated. He does have anemia. Low level of albumin in the urine, but no protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Question progression. At the same time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, poor control diabetes over time, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension in the office, not well controlled. Test to be compliant with medications. Needs to be more careful with sodium. He is, among other medications, on ARB or Mesartan, among others. Next number, low-level albumin in the urine will not explain the persistently low serum albumin. If not tested before, it needs to have monoclonal protein. To assess for plasma cell disorder. Next number, bradycardia. History of atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, on beta blockers. Next number, recent exposure to Kerendia, update chemistries. Next number, anemia, update iron studies. Next number, check for secondary hyperparathyroidism, check phosphorus for mineral bone abnormalities associated to chronic kidney disease. We will see if there is any prior kidney ultrasound and echocardiogram. All issues discussed with the patient will follow with you. End of dictation.